greetings. This is Why's That? I'm Sibylla Mann. Each month, Why's That answers a question you send us. If something in Southwest Michigan has made you curious, ask us about it at whysthat.wmuk.org. Julie Allen has our question for August. Years ago, when her son was in a stroller, she'd take him for walks on South Westnage Avenue in Kalamazoo.
I think I probably walked by it four or five times before I actually noticed the house sitting off the road.
It's a brick house, one story, big windows. And it's the shape that sets it apart. At a glance, the house looks almost round. Look closely and you can see it has eight sides. It's octagonal, like a stop sign. Julie found the house fascinating.
Just would make up little stories for my son as to different people that may have lived here and just try to be creative about it.
And she wondered, what would such a house look like inside? Before we walk through the doors, let's get some background on octagon houses. They're not just a Kalamazoo thing. Western Michigan University archivist Lynn Houghton says you'll find them throughout the East and Midwest, thanks to a man named Orson Fowler.
Now, Fowler was an interesting individual. He was known primarily as being a phrenologist, which is somebody that would feel the bumps on your skull and would be able to tell you what your life was like or what you needed to do or whatever.
But if Fowler was most famous in his time for the not-so-scientific feeling of head bumps, he's better known today for his side interest in architecture. In 1848, Fowler published a book called A Home for All, which touted the octagon as the ideal shape for a house. Houghton explains the rationale.
For number one, it was practical because he thought that you would get maybe 20% more room in your house with an octagon as opposed to a square cubic size home. So it was economical. He felt that it was more aesthetic, that it related more to nature.
Fowler insisted that round forms please the eye more than angles. Here's WMUK's Anders Dahlberg reading from his book.
Look at a dome and then at a cottage roof, full of sharp peaks sticking out in various directions, and say if the undulating regularity of the former does not strike the eye far more agreeably than the sharp projections of the latter.
Most Americans kept right on building houses with sharp projections, but at least a couple thousand gave Fowler's ideas a try. In Kalamazoo, Alan Potter, who would become the city's first mayor, built his octagon house on what's now Westnage Avenue in the 1850s. And Kalamazoo has a second octagon house, also still standing, on South Rose Street. Houghton says the style does have its challenges.
There's some very interesting, very unique spaces when you're thinking about how do you divide up an octagon.
You notice that there are no halls.
Toni Gross and her husband Frank bought the Westnage Octagon House 20 years ago. She agreed to show it to me and Julie, who asked our question. Gross says new visitors can get disoriented.
When they first come into the house, they wander around before they can find their way out again.
But the plan is relatively simple. The house has rectangular rooms around the edges. That leaves little triangle rooms on the corners. They lend themselves to the main entry, a small bright room with a couch, and bathrooms. The middle, well, we'll get to that in a minute. The ceilings run way overhead, even where you wouldn't expect it.
This is the shower. And it's tiled all the way, so 12 feet up.
Oh, my goodness.
The house doesn't skimp on basement.
Am I perceiving correctly that the walls of the basement overall are octagonal, the exterior walls?
Oh, yes. Yes.
The most striking feature is the big room on the ground floor, right in the middle of the house. This room takes the place of a hallway. Because it's in the middle, the walls have no windows. That's okay. It's flooded with light from above, from a cupola more than 20 feet overhead.
I want to show you this.
Toni Gross says this is the space that made her want the house.
We came in here on a very gray day in February. No lights were on. And you could sit down and read a newspaper by the light. And I thought, I have to have the light.
Julie Allen says it's nice to finally know what the house looks like inside.
I'm thrilled to see that the center of the house is the octagon, too, and the beautiful lighting from there. It's everything I thought it would be and nothing like I thought it would be.
That's all for now on Why's That? We'll be back next month to answer another question about life in Southwest Michigan. Tell us what in the region you wonder about at whysthat.wmuk.org. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.